Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the latest news on Sunday, the 4th of December, 2022. This week we have new language pages about Akara Sami, an Eastern Sami language that was spoken on the Kola Peninsula in the Murmansk Oblast in the northwest of Russia, east of James Bay Cree, a Cree language spoken around James Bay in northern Quebec in Canada, and Vitu, a Western Oceanic language spoken on the islands of Big Vitu, or Garove, and Madua in western New Britain province in Papua New Guinea. There's a new constructed script called Ladoshand, which was created by Arki Yone Pike as an alternative way to write English. There are new numbers pages in Vitu, which we've already mentioned, Yelmek, a Bulaka River language spoken in West Papua in Indonesia, Biak, a Malayo-Polynesian language spoken in the Biak Islands in Papua Province of eastern Indonesia, and Kelabit, a northern Bornean language spoken in Sarawak in Malaysia. We have a new translation of the Tower of Babel story in eastern Arente, a Pamanyungan language spoken in central Australia. On the Omniglot blog, there's a new post about idiomatic ways to say you're happy in English and Scottish Gaelic, called As Happy as a Shoe, and there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Kanumon tana se tou imbana vevehan unkanaramen mangun natep, natep iti empahkuan katu. Vakas pe se tou minahasa se mahpaking katu maindo natep nera.
Here's a clue. This is a Philippine language, but isn't spoken in the Philippines. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Susu, a Western Mande language spoken in Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Senegal, and Sierra Leone in West Africa. There's a Kiltiadir post about words for boots and shoes, and one about foreheads and related things in Celtic languages. And this week we have a joint Adventures in Etymology and Celtic Pathways podcast about the word brogue. I also made improvements to the Clallam and Kwasati language pages. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening and goodbye.